The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes from whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth will proceed from the Father. He will testify to me, and you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of truth. What truth is Jesus talking about? He's not talking about scientific truth or historical truth. He's talking about the truth to know good from bad, right from wrong. That's the truth that the Holy Spirit's supposed to guide us with, to help us with. Because Jesus tells us to love him, it's not just to feel good about Jesus, it's not something, oh yeah, I love Jesus, but to truly love Jesus is to do what Jesus commanded us. And the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, is supposed to help us to know what Jesus would want us to do. And Jesus always wants us to do what is right, not what is wrong, what is good, not what is bad. So how do we know this? Because we live in a world today that we hear many voices tells us what is right and what is wrong. Obviously, we start by learning right from wrong from our parents at home. Then you being in a Catholic school, hopefully you'll be learning about right and wrong, also according to what Jesus taught us right and wrong. But also in the world, there's other voices. They tell you what is right or what is wrong is what makes you feel good. If you feel good about something, then you should do it. It's right to do it. If you don't feel good about it, then it's wrong. Right and wrong is not about how we feel about things. Because obviously, we all feel better about the things we shouldn't do. Staying up late, watching TV, or being on the internet. We like doing these things. We don't do things we don't like. But that doesn't mean they're always good for us. I remember when I was in the seminary, we had to go out every semester and do service projects like you guys do. And one year, our service project was to go to a Catholic high school and teach them, you know, once a week. And one of the classes we had, we were talking about, you know, right and wrong. So I asked them, you know, is cheating always wrong or is it right? And the number one answer was, it depends if you get caught. That's not how we determine right from wrong. Cheating is always wrong. Even it might give us an immediate good that we get a better grade on our test, but on the long term, you know, if you're not studying, then it doesn't matter if you end up with A in that class, at the end of the year, you're not have learned anything. Jesus tells us there is right and there is wrong. Things are either right or wrong. They don't change depending on the situation. They don't change on depending, well, is it better for me if I do this or not? It doesn't depend on how we feel about it. Because that's the world tells us what is right and what is wrong. It depends on us. It depends on you. Is it better for you in the short term or it's not? Jesus told us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He tells us what's right and what's wrong. And Jesus sent us the Holy Spirit to guide us. So a lot of times as we thinking about what to do, just ask the Holy Spirit. Say, Lord Jesus or Holy Spirit, guide me, help me to know what to do in this situation. Because I want to do the right thing. And the Holy Spirit will guide you. Jesus did not come to keep things, you know, hidden from us. He came to show us the way how we can get to heaven. And he's willing always to be with us and guide us. And that's why he sent the Holy Spirit. So let us not listen to the world or listen to what is popular, what everybody else is doing. Let us begin to listen to Jesus by first asking him to guide us through the Holy Spirit.